Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. It's a Tuesday morning. Well, here's a holiday story, Alan.
Oh, good.
This is from the Times Union. If there's no Merry Christmas in Bethlehem, then there's no Happy Hanukkah either. Officials in the Albany suburb have refused to post a Merry Christmas sign this year at the Four Corners and took down a Happy Hanukkah sign last week, saying the town did not want to violate the law. The Alliance Defending Freedom sent the town a letter advising officials that it's legal to post a Merry Christmas sign.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I understand the issue of choosing one religion over the other, and if you're not going to have Christmas, then they're not going to have Hanukkah. But the fact of the matter is that these have become almost generic concepts, and to take down Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah is just crazy. And while there will be people and civil libertarians of the first stripe who say there should never be any mention of any religion in public places, I find it hard. I just find it a difficult concept. Intellectually, one can understand it, but emotionally, it's a whole different story.
Peace and happiness to all.
Yes, and of course, it's happening in Bethlehem. It's a small little town.
Little town.
Yeah.
Well, let's move up to the state level. New York State. Our Karen DeWitt reporting, Alan, that Governor Cuomo, who was speaking on WNYC's Brian Lehrer show, said there's only so far he can go in reforming the state's flawed campaign donation laws. And he blames the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in the case of Citizens United allowing unlimited independent expenditures as the reason. He says he's going to push for doing away with the LLC loophole, quote, LLC loophole. He also warns lawmakers they're up for re-election next year and they could incur the wrath of the voters.
Well, they're not the only ones. I mean, let's be fair about this. Andrew Cuomo is a guy who we've often said, watch what he does, not what he says. And what he says is, get rid of the LLC loophole. But he takes the LLC loophole money, or has in the past anyway. So while he may be a little slow taking it right now, he's been the big beneficiary in the past of it. And when asked about it, he has always said, well, let's see what happens with the trials. He's talking about Skelos, and he's talking about Speaker Silver. So we know what happened in the trial. Both those guys were convicted. So what's the deal? I think he's right to say he'll send a message to the legislature. We've seen him do that before. And then he pulls back. So does he mean it? I don't know.
As expected, state gaming regulators in New York issued 3 casino licenses yesterday, almost a full year after the sites were chosen. Since then, developers have been investigated on their finances and backgrounds. The Gaming Commission members approved the casinos in Seneca and Sullivan counties, as well as the Rivers Casino in Schenectady.
Well, look, David, you and I have talked about this a lot. We do know that Atlantic City casinos, brand new casinos, are failing. There comes a quantum physics equation that says not enough money to go around equals failure of casinos. And so while downtown Schenectady always can use all the booths, it has the wonderful Proctor's Theater and everything else to attract people, it is a difficult destination for a lot of people to get to, but let's just hope that there aren't people who end up becoming dependent on gambling and who lose everything as a result of it. And let's just hope that they have more success than some of these other places, which are already seeing precipitous declines in revenue and people because there aren't enough people to go around who are gamblers.
To Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney is for the Southern District of New York, and his corruption prosecutions that you just referenced, Silver and Skelos. Now he's out. The 2-year federal investigation, Alan, that has concluded that 83% of New York City's public elementary schools are not fully accessible to children with disabilities in violation of the American with Disabilities Act.
Well, the reason we have that act is because many of the kids who need this help getting into schools, getting out of schools, wheelchair accessible, and any other way, need the help. There are a lot of people who say, because it's too expensive, there aren't that many of them, and we got to do that. Yeah, until you're it, or until your kid is it, and then that's a whole other story. This law was passed for a reason. Bharara is going to call attention to it, and maybe there'll be some justice for some poor kid who just can't get the same kind of education everybody else can.